Fire.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. And if we can help you with your garden, the number to call, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give Ottman a call. He'll get you set up, and we'll work together to help you with your gardening problems. We are at Coastal Living, Route 1 in Hampton Falls, New Hampshire this morning. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to help you with any gardening questions that you may have. And during the break, I was looking at by the cash register, and they have a new item. It's called a tick key, and it's in the shape of a key. It has a teardrop-shape opening in it. And if you have a dog or a cat that has a tick, I know my wife goes crazy. She doesn't want to pick it off. You place the key with the big hole over the tick and slide it towards you, and it will remove the tick from the animal and hold it so that you can flush it into the toilet. Kind of neat thing. And just one of the very few unique things that they have here. All kinds of wonderful things for your home and for your garden. An Ace Hardware store, Benjamin Moore paint, Carhartt clothing, a lot more, and I'll be here until 2 o'clock. Come on down, have a donut or a piece of banana bread and some fresh apple cider, and enjoy the fall season. But again, our phone number, 800-259-9231. Ottman, who's up next?
All right, we've got Ann over in Cape Cod, and she had a question about an earth box, which she's got.
Ann, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello.
Yes,
hello.
Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Yes,
how
good morning.
Are you? I've talked to you about this earth box before. Now we've gotten to the point where the tomatoes I pulled out as best I could, and I have all this soil in it, and I don't know whether the soil has been contaminated by the tomato virus, whether it has to be dumped out, or whether there is a starter kit for getting started next year. I have no idea how to proceed from here.
Okay. The thing that's got good news for you is once your tomato plant dies and you pull it out of the earth box, the cold weather during the winter will kill all of those disease spores so that you do not have to throw that soil away. What I do with my earth box is this time of the year when I've pulled everything out, I store it in my tool shed for the winter because it's got wheels and you can either pick it up and move it, but it cannot stay outdoors because it has a reservoir that fills full of water. And if you leave it outside and it freezes, the water is going to turn to ice, and it's going to expand and break the bottom of the earth box. So it does need it does need to be stored out of the weather. Now, in the spring, what I do is I will take most of the soil out, put it in a wheelbarrow, add some compost, blend it all in, and then put it right back into the same container and use it over and over again. But you need to recondition it because the soil is using all of its energy to give you a nice plant and some nice produce with it. So put it inside for the winter. Don't worry about that tomato blight. That's a thing of the past. This is not going to be, we're going to have a whole new season without the blight for next year. So put it in your tool shed, leave it there. In the spring, I shovel the soil into my wheelbarrow. I clean the earth box itself, recondition the soil, and start all over again. It's as simple as that, Arlene. Thank you. Again, our phone number, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Ottman, who's up next?
Well, we've got Pete from Dover, New Hampshire, and he had a question about phlox.
Pete from Dover, New Hampshire, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Peter?
I'm doing well. We got some phlox recently. We got them from a mail order company, a popular mail order company. They sent them, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, and we haven't had a chance to plant them yet. And I was wondering, you know, like, how long do you think we have to plant those? Like, what's the window of opportunity? And I just thought of one more question. We've got a Japanese maple tree, and it goes probably about 8 or 9 feet high, and we were wanting to trim it a little bit. And what do you think the best time of year to trim that is? Would it be now or in the spring?
Okay, on your Japanese maple, wait until spring. The reason is all of your plants right now are going dormant, and all of the energy is being sent directly to the roots. And a Japanese maple is a more tender plant than a regular maple. So that if you prune it back now and it doesn't create a scab where you made the pruning, you're going to lose moisture all winter and you're going to have additional dieback. So wait until late March, April, and then shape it the way that you want. Now, the phlox that you got, are they a tall growing phlox or a ground cover type phlox?
It's a tall phlox. Yeah, I think they're supposed to go like 3 to 4 feet, I think, when they're, you know, when they're
okay.
Full height.
You can still plant them directly into your garden, no problem. Or if you have to delay it and you can't get it in for another 2 or 3 weeks, then what I would recommend that you do is to plant them in old plastic pots. Just dig some soil out of your flower bed or vegetable garden, fill the pots, and plant them directly in there. Give them a good drink and leave them outside, and the roots will grow all by themselves. And then once we get to around Thanksgiving, take those containers and put them in your garage, on the floor, or in your tool shed for the rest of the winter. If you're going to have time to plant them in your garden, get them planted, and then what I would do is I would put 2 to 3 inches of pine needles right on top of them. That will act as insulation. Put a couple of inches of bark mulch around them, and that will act as insulation to give them more time to get established until the ground freezes, and it will also prevent frost heaving later on because they're not that well established between now and when it freezes. So either in a container and stored indoors unheated, a barn, a tool shed, a garage, on the floor, or plant them and then mulch them with a couple of inches of bark mulch or 3 inches of pine needles or, you know, shredded leaves or something like that. Thank you, Peter. The phone number, 800-259-9231. Oatman, who's up next?
Well, we've got Jackie from Auburn, New Hampshire, and she wanted to ask about strawberries.
Jackie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking
my
call.
How can we help?
Pardon?
My pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure. We listen to you every Sunday morning. I have two questions, and one of them is about our strawberries. They just got overridden with so many weeds that we're just ready to just give up. And I didn't know if there was some kind of a weed killer that we could put on it that, you know, we could save them maybe. Because to be on my knees and pulling every one of those weeds, I don't know what to do anymore. And my other question is about a Montauk daisy.
Okay. What's the question about the Montauk daisy?
Well, I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing it right. I bought this little plant, and it looks beautiful, and it's out there right now. And I didn't know if, one, maybe I put it out there, and maybe it'll die and after, you know, the winter weather comes. And then I didn't know if I should bring it in, maybe. I don't know. It's small. I bought it at a Home Depot, and I remember you talking about them, and they sounded so, you know, such a nice plant. So now I'm debating what I should do with the cold weather coming. I have it outside near a tree.
On your Montauk daisy, plant it.
Mm-hmm.
A Montauk daisy is a very, very hardy perennial.
Oh, good.
Plant it in a location where it's going to get plenty of sun.
Okay.
And you give it enough. Montauk daisy will get 3 feet wide and 3 feet tall. So give it plenty of room, okay? And don't worry about the weather. Montauk daisy is very, very strong. After this break, I'll tell you what to do with the Montauk daisy. So don't go away. 800-259-9231.
You know, all that hard work you put in raking leaves all fall? Why not put those leaves to work for you and your lawn? Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. Don't rake them, bag them, or blow them. Mow them. Mulch those leaves. Then just put down some Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard. Its special formula gives your lawn's roots the deep feeding they need and want. What's more, studies show Winter Guard actually helps those mulch leaves break down faster. So that way your lawn's soil gets an extra nutritional boost. Winter Guard feeds and breaks down leaves, making it a 1-2 punch for a thicker, greener, healthier lawn. One that's a real knockout in the spring. Scotts guarantees it or your money back. This weekend, feed your lawn a bag of Winter Guard and take a break from the rake. If you want to know more about fall feeding with Scotts Winter Guard, check out our new site at scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives, it's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Pair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOH.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important. Certainly not in my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Frank Garden Club. We are at Coastal Living on Route 1 in Hampton Falls. They have their grill going, getting ready to cook a little bit of pulled pork for you. Be ready around lunchtime. And they also have a grill set up and cooking some hot dogs then. So come on by with your gardening questions. We have plenty of chairs. There are different types of breads and donuts and cider and coffee for you. We'll give you a chance to warm up a little bit, and we'll help to answer all of your gardening questions. We're talking with Jackie. And, Jackie, now, on your strawberry patch, is it
yes.
mostly grasses that are coming into the strawberries, or
yes.
or is it it's mostly grasses?
Yeah, and maybe other things, but mostly grasses. I'm looking out the window now, and I can see a wave of brown, tall grasses that are just in between all the plants. And I don't know. I teach school, and I guess I overlooked it 1 year, and it just got worse and worse.
Nice seeing you. Listen to you for years.
What I want you to do, Jackie, is this: in the spring. I want you to go in there and clean up the bed the best you can. You know, pull up all of the real tall grasses. And if new grasses develop, I want you to buy a product called Over the Top. Just like it sounds, O-V-E-R, the top, T-O-P. Over the Top is a new product that you can spray right over your strawberries. It will be absorbed into the grasses, and it will kill all of the grasses and not hurt the strawberries. You can use it in your vegetable garden. If you're growing onions, for example, and crabgrass germinates, it's hard because if you pull the crabgrass out, then you also pull out the onions. Or you disturb the ground and the onions don't mature. But you can take this over the top, spray it in any garden, and it will only kill grasses. You can spray it on top of junipers if you have a bed of junipers for ground cover. If you have like English ivy or pachysandra and the grasses are coming out, you can use over the top. It's absolutely fabulous and it's safe for things that you eat. It only kills grasses. Thank you, Jackie. Ottman, who's up next?
All right, this time we've got Ella from Cape Cod. She had a question about canna lilies.
Ella, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, good morning, Paul. It's always great to speak to you. Two questions. Wintering a canna lily, a beautiful bronze canna lily that performs so well this season. Question one. And the second is I have a wigelia. It's a second-year plant. It's about 3.5 feet high. Good growth on it, performed well. But now there are dried, crispy ends of leaves, seeming like more in the center than the outside. What should I do?
Okay. On the wigelia, don't worry about it. Those leaves will fall. Just rake up the mess, and you'll be okay. Wigelia got a little bit of fungus due to the rain and all the cloudy weather, and if you clean around it thoroughly, you shouldn't have any problem at all. On the cannas, cannas have to be dug up in the fall and stored in your basement for the winter. And if you've got a big canna, what I would do is this. Go to the supermarket and knock on the door where the produce is and see if you can get a grape box. A grape box has wood on two ends and a very, very thick cardboard that does the other two ends and the bottom. Dig your canna lily bulbs. Get some soil with it. And put it right in this grape box and then pack some soil around it. And that prevents it from drying out. And then put it on the floor in your basement. But you need to wait until you've had a good hard frost so that the leaves are beginning to turn yellow and brown. You don't want to dig them when they're still green. Okay? So good frost. They start to look terrible. Dig them up with soil. You can do it without soil, but I found that they survive the winter in storage a lot better because they don't dry out as much. And that's why I put them in a great box with a lot of soil from the garden. It's going to go back in the garden anyways, so it's not like you're wasting that soil. And keep it right on the floor in the basement, and then you can start it in the house later. Or you can plant it directly in the garden, but in the basement where it's not going to freeze. 800-259-9231. Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how much sun and shade would affect the plants. Help is on the way with the new SunStick. The new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden and helps you select the right shrub for your yard. The new SunStick tells you just how much sun or shade is in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the SunStick. Put the right plant in the right location this year. Go to GoSunStick.com. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We're at Coastal Living, Route 1 in Hampton Falls, and they've been warming up their cooker. They're going to cook a piece of pork and make pulled pork sandwiches around 12 o'clock. So come on down, say hello. We'd love to see you. And we have coffee cakes and donuts, cider, coffee for you. Bring your gardening questions. I'll be here until 2 to answer all of your questions. Ottman, who's up next?
We've got Ali in Warwick, Rhode Island. She had a question about blueberry bushes.
Ali, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. You're so knowledgeable. I love listening to you. I have
Thank you.
I have two blueberry still in the pot, and it's pouring here, so they're really saturated. Is it okay this week? It's supposed to be like in the 60s to plant it this week, or is it? Did I hurt something?
Oh, no, no. You can still plant. I've planted shrubs and trees right up until Thanksgiving. Of course, the sooner you can get it in, the better. Now, what I want you to do is this. Dig a good-sized hole and see if you can get a bag of compost. The better you prepare the soil, the better your plants are going to do for you down the road in the next 2 years and 3 years. If you just dig a hole and drop it in, there's nothing for the root system to really feed on till they get established. So you can buy a 50-pound bag of compost for, you know, $3 or $4, put half a bag in each hole, and then on top of the ground, if you could put a layer about 2 inches thick of shredded leaves, pine bark mulch, pine needles, something like that. Blueberries, when it gets hot out, when you get into July and August, if you don't have any mulch material on top of the ground, they tend to dry out faster. And if you're not able to water like you should, what happens is that the berries won't get as big. Sometimes they'll drop from the plant because they're not getting enough moisture. So if you can put a couple inches of pine needles after they're planted, or grass clippings when you mow the grass, just to help to insulate them and give them additional heat and cooling during the summer, you'll have the best blueberries of all. Thank you, Ali. We appreciate the phone call. 800-259-9231. Ottman, who's next?
Well, we can talk to Rose in Cape Cod. She had a question about pruning some trees in her yard.
Okay, Rose, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Hi. Good morning,
good
Rose.
Good morning. Good morning. I have two questions. I have two fig trees that I have in pots. I got them 3 years ago, and they have figs on them. I've been eating figs off of them all summer. It's been great. But now I want to bring them in, and I don't know whether I should prune them now after the figs are done or prune them in the spring. And the other one is I have a lemon tree that's about 5 feet, probably almost 6 foot, and I brought that inside, and it's in a pot, and I want to know when to prune that.
Okay. The lemon tree has to spend the winter with temperatures 50 degrees or warmer. Otherwise, it's going to drop a lot of leaves.
Okay.
And right now, the plant has flower buds on the ends of those branches on the new growth that was made during the summer. So that if you prune it dramatically now, you're going to remove all of the flower buds, and that means not just flowers, but possibility of fruit. So don't prune it until the plant starts to bloom in the spring. So let it flower. If you have any lemons and limes, oranges, whatever kind of citrus you have, then you can prune it after that flowering cycle for any flowers that weren't pollinated. Now, because you live in New England, what you need to do is to buy a little artist paintbrush. Just a little tiny brush like you were painting by numbers. When your citrus comes in bloom, take the paintbrush and tickle the flowers. So you're going to kind of tickle the flowers, go to the next flower, the next one, and keep moving that pollen around because there won't be any bees. And that will give you some citrus to develop on your. Now, your fig is a plant that really needs to be dormant during the winter. If you live on the Cape, a lot of people that live on the Cape plant them in their yard, and they'll come back year after year. I live in Maine. I have a fig that's in a pot. It got hit by a frost, which puts it into dormancy, and then I will take that fig plant and put it in my tool shed for the winter, and it stays right there. No, no covering around it, but I just put it right in my tool shed. When I lived in the Boston area, people, what they would do is they would put bales of hay around the fig plant to create a cylinder and then a plastic sheet over it, and that insulated it. But if you live on Cape Cod, you should be able to plant it directly in your garden because it needs to go through the various seasons, unless it is a tropical fig. And the best thing to do is hopefully there's a name on it, and go on the internet and type in the name, and it will tell you what the normal season is. But the one that I have is one that if I lived on Cape Cod, I could plant it. But because I live in Maine, I let the frost hit it. I pull all the leaves off. I store it in my tool shed for the winter or a garage, someplace where it's going to be out of the rain and snow and ice and it's protected from the wind. And then in the spring, I take it back outside, and that's when I do the pruning, but not until then. If you cut it back now and the plant's dormant, it's going to lose moisture all winter long, and that means it could dry out and die back even more. Okay? Thank you, Rose. Ottman, who's up next?
All right, here we've got Kevin from New Hampshire with a good story about planting a chestnut tree and a question for you.
Okay, Kevin, good morning.
Paul, I called you last year about this time, but I faded out. And then I sent you an email. Look, I'm a bugler. And every year I go down on Memorial Day to the Cambridge Veterans Cemetery where I grew up. I have a buddy that was killed there. And I'm always there in the summer. I live in New Hampshire now. But anyway, I got a call last year around this time that another friend of mine had passed in July. So I said, well, I'll go down and I'll play taps at his grave. And it was in October. I think it was the second week in October. And when I got to my buddy's grave, I noticed there was chestnuts all over the place. So I said, gee, if I could take these chestnuts, take them home, and grow them, I would have something of my buddy right out in my yard. But they have to be the chestnuts laying on his grave. So my thought was, can I mock nature? Now, when I was a kid growing up in Cambridge, chestnuts were everywhere. We used to play with them. Can I do that? Can I take those chestnuts home? Like last year, I put them in the freezer to try to mark winter, but they didn't work. So can I do that?
What you can do is collect them from the ground, take them out of the shell, and just get a plastic pot, like a 6-inch plastic pot, fill it with soil, push the chestnut into the ground, give it a good drink, and set it on the floor in your garage or in your tool shed with no heat. And it will freeze all by itself. It will thaw by itself, and then it will freeze again over and over again. And then in the spring, take that container out of the garage or tool shed in March, put it outside where you can watch it and water as needed, and it will sprout all by itself. If you take your container, excuse me, and you fill it with soil and you leave it outside, the container will fill full of water, turn to a block of ice, and it will destroy the chestnut. So fill a pot with soil, 6 or an 8-inch pot, put your chestnut, give it a good drink, and then just put it in your garage or tool shed, right on the cement floor or wooden floor of the tool shed, where it's going to stay cold and it's going to freeze off and on all winter, and then it will sprout, just like acorns do in your lawn. Or you can plant some seed in your garden. It cannot be in a container outside because it will freeze and turn to a block of ice. But if you've got a flower bed, put a couple of stakes and make like a little corral. And I've done that before with acorns for the kids. We took 4 little like pencil stakes, little green tomato stakes or plant stakes, and made a 4-sided area, 2 feet by 2 feet. Wrapped some ribbon around it and made like a little corral, and we pushed the seeds in, and we left it like that for the winter. In the spring, the acorns germinated. We dug them out once they started to have some leaves. We transplanted them to the house, and the kids had their own trees. And you can do the exact same thing with those chestnuts. Kevin, try it and let me know what happens, okay? Thank you. Ottman, who's up next?
Okay, let's go to Sylvia in Fall River, Massachusetts. She's wondering about her pear tree.
Sylvia, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have a pear tree, and I remember you mentioned Bonide. I've been trying to buy that Bonide, but then I'm concerned whether the Bonide is safe for a fruit tree.
Okay. Bonide?
The leaves turn black. The pears, the outer skin of the pears turn black, and it dies. So I'm just wondering how to take care of that tree.
Okay. Now, when the tree turned black, was it like new branches that turned all black on it?
Or was it just the edges? The leaves turned black.
Right, but was it like a whole branch that turned black?
Oh, the whole thing, the whole tree.
Okay, now did you do a lot of pruning?
It still bears fruit, pears.
Okay.
But the pears also get the fungus disease on it.
Okay, what you're going to need to do is this, Sylvia. As soon as all the leaves come off the tree, I want you to rake around it and give them a real good cleaning, okay? Because those leaves contain spores that will reinfect it next year. So a good cleaning when all the leaves come off the tree, rake around the tree and get all those leaves out of there. Now, in late March, before the tree starts to grow, or early April, I want you to spray your tree with something called lime sulfur. And you can find that at any garden center. When it finishes blooming, use Bonide fruit tree spray. And that contains fungicides for diseases and insecticides for insects. And it's real, real safe. Bonide fruit tree spray after it finishes flowering. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plant Tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamentals with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores, insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plants, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur spray contain no chemicals. All organic.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're at Coastal Livings, Route 1 in Hampton Falls. We'd love to see you. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions, so come on by and say hello. Ottman, who's up next?
Well, we've got Eleanor from Exeter, and she wants to ask about a peach tree.
Eleanor, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, good. I didn't lose you. I was afraid I was going to. Paul, I just have to take a minute and say something to you. I've been listening to you for years. I have a book that I keep a loose leaf in the kitchen. As soon as I get you on the radio, I open my book and I take notes so I remember all the wonderful advice you give out. And it's just a joy. And I just think gardeners, as a species, are usually such lovely people. And I'm thinking of the gentleman that called you about growing chestnuts and playing taps for his friend. And it just, I don't know, there's just something so beautiful about your program. It's just lovely. I wanted to say that.
Thank you.
Paul, you told me what to do. I have a peach tree, and it grew up with branches, a branch to the right and a branch to the left, like a V. And I didn't know anything about fruit trees, and it had like 10,000 peaches that came on it, and I thought, how lovely. And I guess you're supposed to prune them so the weight isn't too much, or I don't, but one branch just ripped off down the side and really open bad wound on the peach tree. And, you know, the people at the nursery said that the tree was done for and I'd have to plant another one. And I talked to you and you said, look, you know, clean it up and just make sure that it's sort of like not big sharp edges or anything. And, you know, don't give up on the tree. So I did, and I put I have a big stake that I prop up the other branch so that can't happen, and I wrapped it with cloth. And so this past year, it didn't die like they said it would. It looked wonderful, and it's kind of filled out so it doesn't look quite so bare anymore, but it didn't have one peach on it. And I don't know whether this, you know, whether it will have peaches again. And if you can bear with me, my second question is, I have a community garden because I'm handicapped, and I have people that come in and grow vegetables. And this year, the people who were supposed to do it had to move, et cetera. So one woman tried to do the two big beds, and she didn't keep, I don't think she's much at weeding anyway. And the second bed is just all weeds, like 3 feet tall. And I just think the bed is done for. And the fellow who rototills for me and his garden said to give up on the bed and just start a new one. And it's too late to try to kill them. I'm sure all the seeds are in the soil. I just don't know what to do about it.
The best thing for you to do is, if you can pull all those 3 foot weeds out of there. I have part of my garden that was the same thing. With all the rain, I just couldn't get out there. At the end, I got discouraged because of all of the blights on my potatoes and tomatoes. And one of the newer gardens that I started, it took me 4 hours the other day just to pull the weeds out of it. I cleaned it all up. It looks beautiful right now, but I know it's going to be full of weed seeds. So what I'm going to do in the spring is I'm going to plant the garden, and then I'm going to use something called Preem. P-R-E-E-M. It's a yellow crystal. You sprinkle it between your plants, and it creates a barrier. And if there's any seeds there, they begin to germinate, it absorbs the product, and it kills the seed. But it will not hurt established plants. If you're growing things like radishes or string beans and things like that by seed, you cannot use it there until the seedlings have come up. Once they're up, then you're okay. So don't get discouraged. Clean it up. And, you know, if he can't rototill until the spring, that's fine. At least he'll give you quite a bit of time to get it all cleaned up. But that soil is still good. And I'm going to use, like you, Preem. And then I'm going to cover the whole area with some straw to make it look pretty. And that will also kill seeds and preventing them from germinating. On your peach tree, the reason that it did not bloom is because it did split, and it was a big shock to the plant, breaking in two pieces. And it's used its energy to repair where the other branch pulled off of it. So next year is a whole new season. It could have also been that when it was in bloom, it rained. And bumblebees and honeybees only work when the sun is out. If it's raining, they stay indoors and watch TV like the rest of us. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Remember, Coastal Living, Route 1, Hampton Falls, New Hampshire. We'd love to see you.